We started at midnight the first night. I know, I forget how it went. Did I play a half an hour the first time and maybe somebody else sang something or something? But then I played about 6 or 7 hours of Bach. I guess I must not have had much water or anything to drink because I didn't have to go to the bathroom or anything.
We had a man, he had the most beautiful mohawk that I ever saw anywhere, even in movies. I kept on looking at him because he inspired me. The way he listened to Bach was like he had the most mystical, magical experience in his life. And you could see that he was at peace here in this church.
We get everything from us, like for retired professors to the pierced body, you know, crowd, so to speak. Some folks bring their sleeping bags. Others just kind of sit there and have enormous stamina or interest or go off into wherever they go.
It's an incredible, majestic, noble instrument. Why is it called organ? It's so organic. It represents a whole symphony to me. And the fact that you can have the string, the harp, every single instrument expressed through the organ, you can be so powerful. More powerful maybe than any orchestra could be. Don't say that to any conductor. They would not like me.
The best performance is going to be when you're totally involved in what you're doing and having a good time doing it and seeing, getting a glimpse of eternity through the music, which music is really a gift of eternity, of being able to momentarily forget the mortality and to be able to see and feel the eternal spirit. You can let loose and finally feel that nothing else matters. You know that song by Metallica, "This is the only thing that really matters."
Often Albinus will say that he wants to popularize the instrument, and that's why he plays all kind of style with it. What I like to see is that suddenly the organ becomes a real friend to everyone, like a juggler, a dancer, a yoga instructor, and maybe have a whole hour where everything would be mixed.
We haven't done any stand-up comedy, which is one of my favorites, maybe somewhere down the line.
I like the festival to be even more welcoming. I would love to be able to help musicians that are struggling to show their talent, but they have not been heard yet.
It's very gratifying, you know, to be able to have been in a position to have offered something that could really move somebody in a very deep, profound, and memorable way. You know, I've been privileged to do this. Privileged and fortunate to do this. I've been one of the lucky ones.